Welcome to another edition of Blank on Blank. I'm David Gerlach. Thanks a lot for joining us as we partner with journalists and publications from across the country. Together, we're transforming unreal, untapped reporting into a living audio archive of the American interview. Today, we have musician Daryl Hall of the classic duo Hall & Oates. You know, it's funny, every time I hear that song, I have this flashback, this image. It's the 80s, I'm in the back of a station wagon, somebody's mom is driving, she's rocking the big sunglasses, the tunes are blaring on the radio. I digress, but back to Daryl Hall. He sat down with Josh Barron, who's the editor-in-chief of Relics magazine. And from that interview, that conversation, we hear Daryl Hall talking about blue-eyed soul. Now, if you haven't heard that term before, blue-eyed soul, it's distinctly American. It's race, it's religion, and music all rolled into one. Hall getting into this while talking about his upbringing in 1960s Philadelphia. This is Blank on Blank.
I grew up singing gospel music and doing all that. I got three preachers in my family. I grew up in the church. I lost my religion a long time ago, but I didn't lose that part of my religion. And that's the spiritual soul thing that happens. And it's just a little bit of testifying about, you know, usually just a stream of consciousness stuff that I do at the end of songs, which is very much in the gospel and soul tradition. And that's where you learn it from. It's a, you know, the church is theater in a lot of ways. And, you know, your first audience is the congregation. And you really learn timing. You learn about how to bring things down out of God knows where, you know, and testify, really, just to speak your piece.
Talked about just now that you always think of yourself as a soul singer, and one of the terms that was applied to you and to some of, you know, obviously you and John's music early on was blue-eyed soul. And you know, I interviewed Bill Medley a couple of years ago, and you know, I think that was the Righteous Brothers were probably the first act to really be labeled with blue-eyed soul. But you know, Bill talked about, you know, they ran into some issues or some problems occasionally when DJs or promoters discovered that they were white.
American music has always been this thing of interplay between African and European influences. That's the core of American music. And the way it goes back and forth on both sides is where the vitality is. And some people do it better than other people. And that confused people every once in a while. People like the Righteous Brothers, who were early on, they were really singing soul music, real soul music. So that confused a lot of people, and then they didn't know what label to put on that. Sort of pulled what I thought was a racist label. It's like, you know, you don't call somebody a brown-eyed opera singer if they sing a diva in opera and they have black. It's all about the interplay. You know, it's always been here. It's been here since the dawn of America, since the 1600s. Anyway, it's one of those things that I was, you know, I come from Philadelphia. I come from all that. I grew up with that. I grew up in a very racially integrated and musically integrated music scene. And it's just, it was my baby food, and it defines me. And that's just, I don't think about it. It's just the kind of music I make.
When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold.
That was Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates, and this is Blank on Blank. I want to thank Josh Barron again, editor-in-chief of Relics magazine, for adding his interview to the archive. Now, if you want to hear some more interviews that you can hear nowhere else, head over to blankonblank.org. I'm David Gerlach. Keep listening.